Blog Talk Radio.
Fire, fire, fall on us. Start a new revival. Fire, fall on us. Like it did on the day of Pentecost, rushing in like a mighty wind. Fill us up with your presence and your power. Lord, do it again. Fire, fire, fall on us. Start a new revival. Fire, fall on us. Hallelujah. You just tune in to Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry here on Block Talk Radio. We want to say happy Pentecost Sunday. Amen. Happy Pentecost Sunday when the fire fell down from heaven. Amen. To God be the glory. I am your host, Minister Elaine Jackson. Call a neighbor, call a friend, text them, email them, tweet them, and let them know that we're on the air live. We want to welcome all of our new listeners. Amen. We are so glad that you are here with us today. And we want to encourage you to continue to be a part of what God is doing with this ministry. You can follow us there on our various social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, our Google blog, and you can also follow us on castbox.com, and you can always get the message sent to you. Amen. To God be the glory. Follow us there on Block Talk Radio as well. We want to encourage you to get connected and stay connected and follow this ministry. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God for allowing us to see another Pentecost Sunday. Amen. To him be all of the glory. What an awesome day it has been. Amen. Just to be alive. Amen. We ought to give God all the praise and all of the glory because he's worthy of all of our praises. Amen. I don't know about you, but I always got a praise down in my spirit for the Lord because he's worthy of all of my praise. He is an awesome God, and he's truly a God of fire. Oh, we ought to thank him for the fire. We ought to ask him, as the song said, let his fire fall down upon us like he did on the day of Pentecost. We need to be, again, refilled. We ought to thank the Lord for the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost. We ought to thank him for the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Amen. Voice of Truth is here every Sunday at 6:30. So I want you to lock that in on your phone. Amen. We want you to do that so you won't miss any services. So we want to thank you for doing that. Amen. This coming July the 31st, we will be celebrating 10 years of doing the work of ministry for the living God. We want to thank you for being there, being a part of. We know that you're going to join us on that Sunday. Amen. 10 years of doing the work of service. This ministry was launched out under the leadership of Pastor Joseph and of Prophet Yvonne Ryle, July the 12th, 20, no, let me take that back, July the 29th. 2012. It was launched out. Amen. This ministry was launched out under their ministry. Amen. So we want to encourage you also to follow Without Walls Worldwide Ministry. And it's also there on Block Talk Radio and Facebook and Twitter as well. So we want to encourage you to do that. Amen. To God be all the glory. I thank God for Apostle and Pastor. Amen. Because if it was for them, there would be no Voice of Truth. So we just give God all the praise and pray that God will richly bless them in a mighty way. Amen. I want to go ahead and open us up in prayer. But if you do have a prayer request, we want to encourage you to just inbox me there on Voice of Truth on Facebook. Amen. If you want to follow this ministry, we want to encourage you to go there to like the ministry and also follow the ministry there as well. Amen. And I do have a personal page there on Facebook, so you can also follow me there. If you want to send me a friend request for my personal page, you can also do that as well because I do encouraging stuff there. You can also follow me there on Twitter. Amen. To God be all of the glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we give you all glory. We give you all praise. We come to lift up the name of Jesus, oh God. We don't come to lift up nobody else's name but the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord. Father God, we thank you right now for the word that is coming forth, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to receive the word of God and let us be a hearer, not just a doer of your word. Father God, we pray right now that you will meet the needs of every person under the sound of my voice. No matter what that need may be, oh God, we pray right now, God, that you will meet the need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because you still a God that supplies. You still a God that heals. You still a God that delivers. You still a God that sets free. We thank you right now, God. We pray for souls to be set free from darkness and brought into the marvelous light. We pray right now, Father, whatever's blockading their minds, whatever controlling their mind, whatever spirit is controlling them, whatever strong man is controlling them, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to break it out for them, oh Father, that their soul might be saved, because Jesus came that they might live, and that he may be lifted up, that their soul might be saved, delivered, and set free from sin and darkness, oh God, that their souls can be healed, God. And Father God, we pray for the souls to be cleansed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, from any spot, any darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to wash them with the blood, oh God. Give them a new way of walking and a new way of talking, oh God. Make them a new creature in Christ, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Jesus died for souls. We call souls out of sin. We call souls out of darkness, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we call them out of crack house. We call them out of the club. We call them out of another man in the name of Jesus. We call them out of sin and darkness in the name of Jesus, oh God. We ask you to break everything off of them, oh God, that's not allowing them to receive your word, oh God. Everything that's trying to keep them from getting revelation and wisdom of you, oh God, we ask you to break that thing right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. And we give you all praise and all glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask you to fill the people cup, the people of God, the believers and followers of Christ. We ask you to fill their cup, God, with whatever they need, even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Because we know, God, that you are a shepherd, and you promise in the word, God, that we shall not want for anything, because you are our shepherd, oh God. Help us to look to our present help, oh God. Help us to look to our Savior. Help us to look to our deliverer, to our God in whom we trust, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us to stand on our faith, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Make ways out of no way for us, oh God. Help us to wait on your timing, oh God. And as we wait, oh God, show us what to pray, how to pray, oh God. Help us to pray for others and not just for ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Help us not to pray them selfish prayers, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Father God, we just thank you right now, God, for we know that you are a delivering God. And we thank you right now, God, that you allowed us to see this Sunday, oh God, this Pentecost Sunday, in the name of Jesus. We lift your name up on high. You said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. And we're going to lift up your name on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you all praise and all glory, and we call it done in the mighty name of Jesus. To God be the glory. Amen. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's so worthy of all our praise. The message will come from today, chapter 2 of Acts. Amen. And I'm going to start reading at verse number 21, and the word of God reads, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Ye men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man proved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as ye yourself also know. Him being delivered by the determined counsel and foreknowledge of God, ye have taken and by wicked hands have crucified and slain. Whom God hath raised up, having loosed the pains of death, because it was not possible that he should be holden of it. For David spake concerning him, I foresaw the Lord always before my face, for he is on my right hand, that I shall not be moved. Therefore did my heart rejoice, and my tongue was glad. Moreover, also my flesh shall rest in hope, because thou wilt not leave soul in hell. Neither will thou suffer thy Holy One to see corruption. Thus has made known to me the way of life, and thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. Men and brethren, let me freely speak unto you of the patriarch David, that he is both dead and buried, and his sepulchre is with us until this day. Therefore, being a prophet and knowing that God has sworn with an oath to him that the fruit of his loins, according to the flesh, will raise up Christ to sit on his throne. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are witness. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this, which ye now see and hear. For David is not ascended into the heavens, but says himself, the Lord said unto my Lord, set thou on my right hand, until I make thy foes thy footstool. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made the same Jesus whom ye have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sin, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. And I'm going to kind of stop reading right there. But this is in a time when the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit has fell upon the disciples. The title of the message today is going to be Peter Pentecostal Sermon. Here, Peter and all of the apostles and the women and the mother of Jesus and all of them that was in the upper room, I'm just trying to tell the story before we get there. They received the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that was promised to them by Jesus before he ascended back up, after he came after the 40 days. He came after the days, and he was with them. And so they had to wait to be filled. And the Bible says that when they were filled, it came in like a mighty rushing wind, and all of them began to speak in a tongue, other words, an unknown language, not their known language, which like we speak English. They were speaking in another language. And so they thought that Peter and them was drunk. But, you know, Peter stood up. Now he had that true witness. Now he had that boldness. Now he was standing up, and now he was finna preach a salvation message unto the people. Now he was finna do the work. The apostles were filled, and they were ready. They were ready to go forth and do the work of ministry. They were called and they were chosen by God to do a great and mighty work. They was ordained to do the work of ministry. Therefore, you can't be a went one. You got to be a sent one, and you got to be chosen, and you got to be ordained from the heavens to do the work of ministry. You got to be ordained to be a witness. In other words, you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to be filled with the Spirit, because that is a true witness, and you can only do that by being filled with the Holy Ghost. and other spirit is not of God. Because, you know, what the word tells us, let me see here, I got it written down somewhere. The Bible tells us that we ought to test the spirit by the spirit so that we will know the spirit. And I'm going to kind of read it because I think it's a really good scripture concerning the spirit. 2 Timothy 4:3-4. In your own time, you can go back and read, but I'm going to read it to you. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heed to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. And the Bible also says in Timothy, 1:6-3, for any man that teaches otherwise and consent not to the wholesome word, even the word of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness. Now, here was Peter, and here was the apostle. So Peter, as he had this boldness, he began to preach the word of God. Peter was preaching Christ. He was preaching Jesus. He was preaching his death and his resurrection. He was preaching salvation. Not today. Many times in churches, you don't hear Jesus' name in a sermon. You don't hear anything about Jesus. You hear many twisting and false doctrine. Peter was not preaching watered-down messages. He was not preaching perverse and twisted word. He was not preaching to please men. He was not preaching false doctrine. He was not preaching lies, but he was preaching the truth of Jesus Christ. He did not preach doctrine of Satan. He did not preach twisted words. You know, you have a little bit of truth, and then you twist it around and made it a lie. Peter was lifting up the name of Jesus because the word tells us if we lift up Jesus' name, he will draw all men unto him. Peter was not preaching about himself, but he was preaching about Jesus Christ. He was not preaching a message to fill his pocket or to make his pocket fat with money, but he was preaching that souls might be saved. He was preaching the word of God so that people could be saved. See, the same mission of Jesus when he came was for souls to be saved. That is what needs to be going on in the church like it was on this day of Pentecost. They had to be in that place with God so they could preach the word of God that souls might be saved. It's all about the soul, because the Bible says he who winneth souls is wise. We got to preach the word. And when we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're preaching the word. And if we're preaching everything else, that's not the word of God. We have to preach the truth of God's word that soul can be healed, soul can be delivered, and soul can be set free. Because Jesus came for the souls that they might be saved. He didn't come for them to live in ungodliness. He didn't come for them to die in their sins. He didn't come for them to live a life of sin and darkness, but he came that they might live and have eternal life. Where is the true message? Where is the Pentecostal message? Where is the Holy Ghost fire in the church? There's many churches on every corner, but there's no Holy Ghost fire. There's no anointing in the house. Where is Jesus at in the house? Why are we not preaching Jesus in the house? We got Jesus on the building, but Jesus is not in the house. In other words, leaders are not filled with the Spirit. How can you preach if one has not been sent? How can you preach if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost? How can you preach the word of truth when you don't even know the man named Jesus? How can you preach? The Bible says that Peter preached, and he stood up, and he reminded them of what David had said when David had prophesied and told them what Jesus would do, that God would raise him from the dead, that he would die for our sins, for the remissions of sin. His blood would be shed for many for the remissions of their sins, that we could be forgiven of our sins. His body was broken that we might be healed. Peter was preaching the truth. He was preaching the word. He was preaching Christ. And our time, we don't hear it in the church anymore. He didn't even preach repentance. We don't hear that in the church no more. What's going on in the church house? He said, they said, what shall we do? After they heard the Pentecost sermon, what shall we do? In other words, what must I do to be saved? And Peter said unto them, repent. And repent means to turn from your sin. Get a new mindset. Change your life and live for Christ. So we got to do that. And I know some churches and some places, they don't preach repentance. But they got, how they going to get saved if they're not preaching the gospel? How they going to know who Jesus is if they're not preaching Jesus? Why are we not doing the things of God? We're doing it our own way. We're doing our own thing. But we got to get back to the Pentecostal message. We got to get back to the Pentecostal sermon. We got to get back to the things of the early church. And that's going to happen. You can mark it down. God's going to bring it back to the early church where they were doing the work and doing this. The word that soul could be saved. They weren't trying to build their ministry. They weren't trying to build their name. They weren't trying to please men. They weren't trying to make a nickel nor a dime. But they were trying to do the work of God. That soul might be saved, healed, and delivered. Where is the evangelist in the church? Can somebody help me? I want to know where the evangelist is. Where is the evangelist in the church? Where is the fivefold ministry? We're going to preach that too. Where is the fivefold ministry? In the church, where is the voice of the evangelist? Where are the evangelists? Can somebody tell me what happened to the evangelist? The evangelists are needed in every church. And because they preach the message of salvation, that's their spirit for souls. But we don't kind of silence the voice of evangelists. They just have that on their name. But we don't even use them in the church. We don't even use them in the church. We got to get it right. God gave the Peter and all of the apostles. Because you know when you're an apostle, you can operate in all the gifts, right? I mean, you can have it attached to your name, but did God call you to it? God called them. God ordained them to do it. So when Peter was filled with the Spirit, he was given a true witness. You can't have a true witness without God's Spirit. You can't have a true wisdom without the Holy Ghost fire. Because the Holy Ghost fire and God's Spirit is what draws man unto Christ. We got to get it right. Peter preached a Pentecost message that was on fire. That they said, what must we do? Now, in other words, they said, prick their heart. They want to know, what can we do? What must we do to be saved? What shall we do? And Peter said, I want y'all to be baptized. I want you to repent. And I want you to be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus. Not in no other name, but the name of Jesus. Because Jesus is the only way that you can be saved. The only way anybody can be saved is through the Son of God. You can be not saved no other way but by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the only way that you can be saved. That's the only way that you can be drawn unto Christ the Lord. We got to get it right. He died for our sins. And for us to be forgiven of our sin. See, Christ had no sin, yet he died for sin. But he didn't have no sin. We had the sin. Peter says in the word, and God raised him up because, see, the grave couldn't hold him. And he got up and he had power in his hand. He had the key to death in the grave that you and I might live through the shedded blood of Jesus for the remission of sin. That we could have eternal life. There's no other way. Peter said that David said in the word that his soul could have been in hell. And I'm just paraphrasing that. But it is a heaven and a hell. And we have a choice. And we ought to choose this day who we're going to serve. because there is a heaven and a hell. And we got to repent for our wicked ways. And we got to turn from that and accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior. As the people did here, they repented. They were baptized, every one of them, for the remissions of the sin. And they received the Holy Spirit. You can receive the Holy Spirit. But you're going to have to repent of your sin with a godly sorrow. And you're going to have to turn from your wicked ways. And you're going to have to, and you're going to have to want it for real. You can't play with God, because he knows every man's heart. See, the Bible says, if you continue to read, that Peter, when he was preaching this Pentecostal sermon, over 1,000 souls were added to the kingdom of God. Now, we got many people are being added to the church rope. And some of us got mega churches. Some of us got some churches that we don't even know all the people. We got so many people in the church. But are they saved? Are their souls saved? Have they repented? Now, have they been baptized? Now, I know some went under the water, and I'm going to tell you like Elder was saying. Some of them went under there with the devil, and they came back up as a wet devil. They were not saved. We got to get it right. We have got to get back to preaching the Pentecostal sermon and message of Jesus Christ, because Jesus didn't come for a building. He didn't come for your pocket to be fat. He came that souls might be saved and healed and delivered and set free. And we're responsible for every soul that is lost. That blood is on your hands, down your leadership, and they are not saved. And you did not preach the Pentecostal message of salvation until a soul of men. We got to get it right. Because people are dying and leaving the world, and they are not saved. When Jesus died upon the cross over 2,000 years ago, that they might have life and have eternal life and abundant life, even on earth. But we got to get back to the real church. We done got away from it. We done got away from it. We're doing everything. We're caught up in denomination. We're caught up in numbers of members. We got all these people on the road. What are they saying? That's my question to you. Are they saved? Do they know Jesus? Are you preaching Christ? Are you preaching the word? Are you preaching salvation? Are you just preaching prosperity? Now, God don't mind us preaching about prosperity, because in the body of Christ and in the kingdom of God, we serve a rich God. We saw the wealth of God. He saw on all things. But their soul need to get saved first. We need to start right there with salvation. We don't be looking at all that other stuff. Their soul must be saved. Peter now preached this message. Peter preached this message. And the Bible said that people were added daily to the church. People are being added to churches, but they don't even know Jesus. They don't even know what you preach when they leave you. They don't even know your message. We got to get it right. We got to come back to the things of God. We have to get it right. Some of us started off right, but somewhere along the line, we lost it. We're not there anymore. And we need to start spending time with God. We need to get back into that place. We have to have a true witness. How can you witness to the people and you don't have the true spirit of the living God? There are many false prophets out there. The Bible talks about false prophets and their doctrine. And there are many false prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, prophetess, laborers, deacons. They're doing everything in the church, but they're not preaching God's word. They ain't gonna preach it because they don't have the Holy Ghost. They don't have His Spirit. You need the Holy Ghost Spirit to live right. You need the Holy Ghost Spirit to walk right. You need the Holy Ghost Spirit to live right. and live holy before God. You can't do it in your flesh. You need a spirit. And that's why Peter told him, he said, y'all the ones crucified. How many of y'all are crucifying Christ today? How many of you crucify him every day? We're doing it every day. We're not living right. We're up in the pulpit preaching. We're doing all kind of stuff. And God ain't called us to that. We got to get it right. God is not pleased because people are dying and their souls are not saved. And they didn't hear a true Pentecost message or sermon like Peter preached. Because we don't want to offend nobody. We know they ain't living right. But we don't want to hurt their feelings. We don't want to stop the money that's coming in the church house. Because if I tell them the truth, they ain't going to come. They ain't going to pay no tithes in the church. You want their soul to be saved. You let God handle that. We are supposed to bring forth the word, and God will do the increase. One is supposed to preach, and God will give the increase. One's supposed to water, and God will give the increase. Why are we trying to do it ourselves? And we ain't doing it right. We got to get it right, so God's going to set some people down because we're not doing it right. We got large numbers in the church house, but the people are not saved. You know, we just got to get it right. We have got to get to the message of Christ so that souls can be saved. It's not about me. It's not about anybody but Christ. Christ died for them. I didn't die for them. You didn't die for them. Christ died for them. And God sent him to die for our sin. Because God so loved the world that he sent his son. And Jesus became that propitiation for our sin. And that's what Peter told them in his message. How David had talked about Jesus and what he would do. We got to get it right, y'all. Because I don't know about you. I don't want nobody's blood on my hand. I don't want no soul on my hand that I didn't preach the word of truth. That's why I read you the word. Because I want you to hear the word. So you won't come and say, she don't even read the word. I'm going to read you the word of God. Because I want you to get it. I want you to be saved. I want you to be healed. I want you to be delivered. And I want you to be set free because God came that you might say. You know, it's sad today to see that many people are following big name ministries or pastors or leaders, gospel singers, but they're not following Christ. So, you know, if they don't have Christ in them, who are you following? Because you're supposed to be following the Spirit in them, and their spirit must be that of the Holy Spirit. Who is leading you? We are to be led by the Spirit. So if they don't have the Holy Ghost fire, if they don't have the Holy Ghost spirit, now what spirit is leading you? Go back and read 2 Timothy 4:3-4 and 1 Timothy. And I want you to meditate on it because I want God to give you a revelation. So you all know that you got to be in the place where people are preaching Jesus Christ, preaching the word, because when they preach the word, they are preaching Jesus. And we got to get back to that. We got to begin to lift up the name of Jesus so that God can bring forth a revival all over the land for souls. We have got to get it right. That's what the fire is for. That's what the Holy Spirit is for. It's God's word. It's his spirit that preaches through his servants. Preach Jesus so that the soul might be saved. And the Bible said they were saved. And as a matter of fact, it even said that they were baptized and they received the word gladly. And now, today, many people don't want to receive the truth, so they don't receive it gladly. And they get mad when you preach the truth. They get mad when you say, I'm going to serve Jesus. They get mad if when you still doing the work of ministry for Jesus for real. Now, they ain't mad about them that ain't doing nothing. The devil ain't mad with none of them. He ain't worried about them little churches on the corner. They got Jesus on the building, and they ain't doing that. Satan ain't worried about them because he know they ain't doing nothing. What they doing ain't profiting them nothing. He only worried about them that preaching the truth of God's holy word. That's the only ones he worried about. So we got to get it right. And we got to test that spirit to make sure it's a spirit of truth, a voice of truth. We got to make sure. And we got to get back to the evangelist. We just don't left the evangelist out of the church. We just pray, Lord, that we would just get it right. Help us to get it right, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I pray. But the Bible says to us that, let's see, in verse 41, and then they gladly received his word, were baptized, and the same day there were added unto them 3,000 souls. You know, you can go under the water and not be saved. And you can be sprinkled, some churches sprinkle instead of, you know, putting you under the water. But if you don't, if you're not really saved for real, your life won't change. You have to have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gives you boldness to stand for Jesus. That Holy Spirit helps you to do the work of ministry. It's just not easy to do the work of ministry. And so I want to encourage you today. Let's get it right. If we are not saved, you know who you are. We know who we are. We're on the church roll and we're not saved. We need to get it right. We need to get saved for real. And the Bible goes on to say, and they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine. You know, many, the Bible says, like I had read to you earlier, that there will be many doctrine and people will turn to doctrine that is not of Christ. And they will receive word that is Satan doctrine and all other kind of doctrine, but it won't be that of Christ. It won't be God's holy word. And people are turning from the faith even today. People are turning from the faith. They are turning from the gospel of Jesus Christ and going many other ways and not fellowshipping with one another. And the Bible says, and in breaking of bread and in prayer, they continue to break bread. They continue to fellowship. They continue in prayer. And that's something that we need to continue to do. We need to begin to pray. The Bible says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, then will he heal the land. So we got to start praying so God can heal the land, that souls can be saved. Because, see, that's what Jesus came for, you know. He came for souls to be saved. And when Peter preached this message, this Pentecost's message, I bet they was full of fire like Holy Ghost fire from heaven. I bet it was shut up in his bones. And he had to preach the truth. And when God's spirit preached the truth, it draws people unto God. It draws them unto the spirit of the living God. And it says, And fear came upon every soul, and everyone wondered, and signs were done by the apostles. So they did signs and wonders that followed their ministry. And they said all that believed were together and had all things in common. So in other words, we as believers, we ought to be together. We ought to be together. We ought to be on one accord. We ought to be praying for souls. We need to be evangelizing. And we need to do the work, and then we have to have all things in common. Some of us hang around some people that ain't in common with us. So that's why some of us are out of our place. But we got to get it right. And then it goes on to say, and I'm going to read the last part of it, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as everyone had need. And they continued daily with one accord in the temple. We got to be on one accord, y'all. We got to be on one accord and breaking up bread from the house to house. I wonder, I believe that God's going to bring that back. I heard a pastor say that once to me years ago, that God was going to come back to this. He was going to have his ministry the way they used to be, house to house, that souls could be saved. And I believe that he's going to do that. And then it goes on to say, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. I want you to know, man of God, woman of God, that if you continue in prayer and continue to preach the message of Christ, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news, preaching for souls to be saved, healed, and delivered. If you keep praising God and you keep worshiping God and you keep doing the work of God, God will give you favor. He will give all his people favor if they just do what he said do. But we ain't got no faith and we ain't obedient. And the Lord will add to your church. He will make room for your gift and he will build your church. You don't have to do that. You got to trust God and he will do it. We got to get back to what Peter did. He preached to save souls. And he preached by the power of the Holy Spirit that dwelleth in him. We need to thank God for the Holy Spirit and the power and the fire of God. And I pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, that you will send forth a great revival. Revivals for souls. God, bring us back into the right standing with you, O God, in the name of Jesus. We pray right now, God, for those souls that have been backslidden into the world, O God. And we pray that they will come to their right mind, O God, and come back to you, O God, and to the sheepfold while they yet have time, while the blood is yet running warm in their veins. Lord, we pray right now for those that don't know you, God, and those that are serving other liturgy, God. We pray right now, Father God, that they will turn from ungodliness. And we pray, Father God, that they will come unto you, O God. O God, that their soul might be saved. We pray right now, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will ask, what shall we do? What must I do for my soul to be saved? Oh, God, we pray that they will fall on their knees in prayer. Oh, God, and ask Jesus to come into their life and be the Lord and Savior, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we thank you right now, Lord, for the word. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We lift you up, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. And we give you all praise and all glory, God, for you're worthy of all our praises, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, we thank you right now for the souls that's going to be saved, oh God, and added daily to the work of your ministry, God, and to your church, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we call them out, God, for your glory, in the mighty name of Jesus. I call those things that be not as though they were, in the mighty name of Jesus. It is so, and it is done in Jesus' mighty name. Now I want to take the time to do the invitation to Christ. As Peter said in his Pentecostal sermon, his message to the people, Jesus died and he rose again. He was crucified, but he was resurrected. He got up. And he got up and he still lives. He came that you and I might be saved. And I want to encourage you today, those who are just churchgoers and your name on the rope, those that don't know Jesus for the pardon of your sins, and those of you who are backslidden, I want to encourage you today to come. Come now while the blood is yet running warm in your veins. There is a heaven and a hell, and that same Jesus that ascended up is the same Jesus that is coming back for a ready church. And we can't be fixing to get ready. We got to be ready for his coming. We got to be saved. And we must be filled so that we can have the Holy Ghost power to live right and to live in holiness and righteousness. I want you to repeat after me. Lord, I am a sinner. in need of a Savior, come into my heart and be my Lord and Savior. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior. I believe that you lived, died, and rose again just for me. I believe that your body was broken for me, that I might be made whole and healed. I believe that your blood was shed for my sin. I believe that Jesus is Lord. I receive you this day as my Lord and Savior. I repent of my sin, knowing and unknowing. I repent. And I ask you, Lord, to help me on this Christian journey. I receive you this day, my Lord and Savior, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you said this prayer, and you honestly do repent of your sin, we believe that you are saved. Amen. To God be all of the glory. And we do pray unto the Lord that all those have given their life to Christ, that he will fill them with the Holy Ghost. And we thank God for now in Jesus' name. I want to encourage you to hit me up there on Facebook, Voice of Truth, or you can also inbox my leaders, Apostle and Pastor, Pastor Joseph, Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. You can also hit up Prophetess Martha William there, Pathetic Corner, Elder Evangelist Bertha SQ's Faith Combat Hearing Ministry. We're all there on Facebook, and we want to encourage you to do that and do it today. Amen. We don't want your soul to be lost because Jesus came that you might have eternal life. Amen. So if you've done that today, you backslidden, and you gave, rededicated your life to Christ, welcome back into the kingdom of God. Those who are on the church row, amen, we want to welcome you to the body of Christ as well. Amen. To God be the glory. But as I said earlier, you can hit us up on Facebook, and I'm going to give the names and ministries again. We are Ministries Without Walls. Amen. To God be the glory. We want to encourage you to do that. We want to encourage you to do it today. You can follow any of these ministries, and you will get the true word of God. You'll get one word from the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. I want you to hit up Pastor Joseph Ryle and Apostle Yvonne Ryle there on Facebook, Prophetess Martha Williams, Pathetic Corner, Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew, Faith Come by Hearing Ministries. Amen. We want to encourage you to do that today. Amen. To God be all the glory. We thank God in advance for all the souls that's going to be saved. We also want to thank him for a great revival. There will be a great revival. There will be a great awakening. There will be it is a great harvest of souls out there. God's finally find some true laborers that's going to do the work and do it for him and not for themselves. Amen. To God be the glory. I'm going to go ahead and do the VOT announcements. Amen. We want to encourage you to tune in every Sunday at 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock p.m. to Pathetic Corner. Prophetess Martha Williams, she is the first half of the hour of power, powerful woman of God, and an on-fire word today. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to it. It was on fire. Amen. It was on fire when I tell you it was on fire. So I want to encourage you to go back and listen. If you want to talk to the prophet, you can inbox her there on Facebook. Voice of Truth is the second half of the hour power, as they call us. And we are on the air from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we're here every Sunday, amen. So we want to encourage you to follow the hour of power, amen. Then we have for you on Tuesday night, Pastor Joseph and Apostle Prophet Yvonne Ryle. They're on the air live on Block Talk Radio at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And they always come with an on-time word, amen. And I want to let you know, too, that if you do miss the live service, you can also go back and listen to a pre-recorded service, because it's all services are pre-recorded. So we want to encourage you to do that, and we want to encourage you to hit up Pastor and Apostle and start following their ministry, amen. They're on Block Talk Radio and they're on Facebook as well, amen. If you need a life coach, you need a mentor, whatever you're in need of, you need counseling, financial counseling, marriage counseling, ministry counseling, whatever. If you are a leader and you don't have nobody to go to, and I know a lot of times we as leaders, we don't have nobody that we can go to, but I can put a stamp on it and tell you, if you go to these two leaders right here, they will give you godly counsel, amen. They are there to help you, amen. So I want to call you to do that, amen. I want to call your man of God and woman of God to do that, amen. We all need somebody that we can trust and talk to. And I can't tell you about anybody else, but I can tell you about them. You can trust them, and they will help you. Amen. If you are doing ministry, I want to encourage you again to get in touch with them. If you don't have a leader, amen, and you're trying to do ministry on your own. And they also have a ministry in the area where they are, and we just thank God for that. God is doing great things with them and their work of ministry in this building. We just give God all the glory. He's going to do a mighty great work to a pastor and apostle, amen, there. So we want to thank God for that. On Wednesday night, we have FaithCon by Hearing Ministry with Elder Evangelist Bertha Askew. She's on the air live at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to follow Elder there on Facebook, amen. Follow her there. She always come with her on-time word. She is a powerful, powerful woman of God, praying woman of God. And we want to encourage you to get connected to her ministry. Amen. We also want to encourage you to become a partner with Outwild Worldwide Ministry. We want to encourage you to do that so that you can support them. Amen. They have been doing, Pastor and Pastor have been doing ministry for over 20-something years. And so I want to encourage you to be one of the pillars that support this ministry. Amen. To God be the glory. You can inbox them there on Facebook, and then they will tell you how to become a partner. You can be a monthly partner, a weekly partner. You can give a one-time offering as a partner. However you want to do that, just get with them. They will tell you how to do that. You can also be partners with any of the other ministries as well, amen, because we're all up under the same umbrella. So we want to encourage you to do that today. And we want to encourage you also, if you have been following these ministries, I know that they have blessed you. I know that you have received the truth of God's word. I want to encourage you to sow. Because you're supposed to sow where you are receiving word of healing and deliverance. And some of us have been following these ministries for a long time. For whatever reason, some of you are following them, whether it be, I ain't going to go there. But if you are following these ministries, you're receiving the word. And so when you receive the word, you are responsible for the word. And whether you follow it, whether you click like on the message or not, God knows you were there. So I want to encourage you to do that today. Sow your seed, amen, into one of these ministries. And watch God bless you and abundantly. No, you don't have to do it. We don't beg you to do it. But in obedience, we need to sow to support ministry, because ministry is not free. We pay a cost. We pay a cost physically. We pay a cost for everything that we do with ministry. We have to pay to be on Block Talk Radio. We have to pay for our vow. We have to take time and spend to get in that place to bring forth the word of God. And we pay a price for that. That you don't even know about it. Your leader pay a price for that. Amen. So if you're coming over here and you're receiving a word and you want another leader, hey, you're receiving a word of him, so you need to sow some kind of offering into the ministry. Amen. I'm not saying that you have to pay your tithes here, but you need to pay an offering because you're receiving a word and you're eating off this plate. As Apostle would say, you can't go to Burger King and eat a waffle, a fries, and a Coke and not pay for it. So I want to encourage you to do that. And no, you're not paying for the word. You're supporting God's ministry. So you're not paying for the word. That's not what I said. Get it right. Don't twist it. We got to get it right. When it always comes to the things of God, when the truth is spoken, we don't want to receive the truth. We want somebody to give us everything. We need to sow into God's ministry, because if we don't start doing right by God's ministry, we're going to get holes in our pockets, and you ain't going to have no money. So I want to encourage you to do that and stop putting money in ministry where you're not receiving the word of truth. Let's get it right, y'all. Let's get it right. Amen. To God be all of the glory. If you have not purchased my ebook, The Hard Reflection, or I Found It in Me, you can purchase there on Amazon.com. They're only $2.99. Amen. A powerful read. Amen. They're a good read. We thank Good Read for putting Voice of Truth, Jackson Publishing, our ebooks on their site. We didn't even ask them. That's, as Apostle said, that's what God does when we do a work. We don't even have to ask nobody to do it. God will help people to put it in somebody's heart and spirit to do it for us. So somebody did it for us. Voice of Truth. So we thank God for them. Amen. And we pray that God will richly bless Good Read. Amen. To God be the glory. So you can also go there and you can find the book there and you can purchase it there on Amazon.com. Amen. We just thank God for you. And we just pray that all your needs be met in the name of Jesus. So we just give God all the praise. We're going to get up out of here. Amen. We're going to do the benediction now to him that is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before his presence with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, I say, you be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forevermore. Amen. Be blessed. God loves you. Be safe. And I love you, too. We'll meet you here next week at the same place, same time, here on Block Talk Radio, 6:30 p.m. Be blessed. We love you. Bye-bye.